Hello and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. I know it's been a very long time since I've released an episode, but I'm really excited to get back to it, especially with the playoffs in full swing. But today, I'll be talking about one of my favorite parts of baseball, the minor leagues. Okay, the system of the minor leagues is something a lot of people don't understand. So before we get started, just remember, the more A's a level has, the better. For example, AAA is the highest level. It's just below the MLB, and because it's that close, everybody is always thinking about making that extra step. Its purpose is to prepare players, coaches, and even umpires for the bigs. Then below that, there's AA. This is a big transition for prospects. The players need to develop strategy, and the pitchers need to be able to throw an off-speed pitch well, while the hitters need to be able to identify and hit off-speed pitches as well. In high A, the level below double A, that's where the top college players go after the draft. Then, below that, there's low A, which is pretty much the same thing as high A, but just a lower level of play. Low A is the first taste of pro ball for young players. This is where the top high school players go after the draft. Then, below that, there's short season and rookie. This is where the large majority of players go after they're drafted. These leagues begin after the draft in late June. But then there are also leagues for young international players to go after they sign with their new team, either the Dominican or Venezuelan Summer League. These leagues exist because often international free agents, especially from Central and South America, sign when they are younger 18. In fact, the youngest person to ever sign with an MLB team was Jimmy Kelly, who signed with the Toronto Blue Jays for $5,000 in 1984 at the age of just 13. Kelly's career peaked at AA, but his signing led MLB to create a rule that said players must be at least 17 years old when they sign with a team, and they can only sign during the international signing period, one day in July, where teams have to scramble to get the players they want. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. I know it's short, but I just wanted to do an easy one to get back into the swing of things. Pretty soon, I hope to do an episode about the life of a minor leaguer and how different it can be from being in the big leagues. I'd like to thank Jeff Moore of Fangraphs and Melissa Segura of Sports Illustrated for providing resources for this episode, as well as Sports Reference, like always. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.